you have your Bibles, go to 1 Kings 17, verse 7. Jesus will never run out. That's the title of this message, Jesus will never run out. Had a message I prepared, two messages actually, for today. I got up this morning and God changed the message. I don't know if anybody are familiar. I know there's a couple preachers in the house, but what that looks like is, I tried to explain it to my wife on the way over. My message this morning went another explanation for that is, you know what an eclipse is? There's one thing, and then something comes in front of it and blocks that. That's the other explanation. But I'm going to be real with you this morning. I'm going to preach real to you this morning. If I believe God is looking at somebody this morning that's hurting. I believe He's looking at somebody that's hurting, and you got a facade. You got something on the outside. You're trying to make it look like you're not hurting, but God sees through that, and He wants to heal you today. What I mean by that is He wants to restore you and make you whole. He's tired of you hurting. He's tired of you feeling like you're alone. And He's tired of your plan. And He's going to try to change it today if you'll let Him. But you got to be real with God. You can't hide out in the church, listen to this message, and try to hold on and make it out of here. What would look really good is if you just come and surrender it. And I don't care about the altar. I'm just talking about if there's somewhere in this message that God gets you and holds you. I don't care if you stay in your seat and do it. I don't care if you do it in your car on the way home. Do business with God today. He knows where you're at. Let's pray. God, have your way in this message with these people, with me. Let us decrease as you increase. And let us do business with you in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Kings 17:7, it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. 1 Kings 17, verse 7. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. God told me this morning when I was getting ready, said, hey, don't be surprised as a believer if you go through some dry times and some hard times and it seems like every good thing is dried up in your life and you don't know what God's doing. He told me, hey, just because you're saved, just because you're anointed, just because you're called, just because you're blessed, just because you're saved, just because you're a Christian, doesn't mean you're not going to suffer. Hey, we're saved, we're going to heaven, but it didn't save us from this world. Hey, Elijah said, don't let it rain for 3 years. Boy, it sounded good coming out of his mouth, but it's hard to live. Amen. Sometimes you'll say God stuff that'll come out of your mouth, but it's hard to live. Amen. I wish somebody be real with me. Sometimes it's hard to walk for God. Amen. Easy to talk, hard to walk. Amen. Easy to say spiritual things, yet hard to apply spiritual things. Elijah's sitting down there at the cave, and he's, man, I'm glad I got my cave. I'm glad I got my lone spot. I'm glad I got, and it dried up. Praise God. Hey, God said, hey, it dried up. Is there anybody sitting here this morning, you're a Christian, and you just feel a little dried up? Amen? Guess what? God's got a plan for you. You got to be obedient. Even when you're dry, even when you don't feel God, even when you say, man, there ain't no song touch me, ain't no message touch me, ain't no church service getting a hold of me. Praise God. Today, God said, look, I got a plan for you. Be obedient to me. Amen? Be obedient even when you don't feel Him. I like somebody who will worship when they don't even feel God. I like somebody who will praise God when they don't even feel like it. When they don't even feel like, hey, even anointed people don't feel like it. Even people been saved for a long time don't feel like it. I didn't feel like coming to church. I didn't feel like singing. I didn't feel like preaching. But praise God, I'm glad my faith is not measured on my feelings. Whew. I don't feel like following God sometimes. But I check my feelings and I follow anyway. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise. Some of y'all need to hear that. Get up. Get up. Rise. He said, arise. Listen, some of y'all will sit in a mess. Some of y'all will sit in the same spot. Some of y'all, can I just be real with you, are pouting on God. He didn't do it your way. He ain't doing it the way you want him to do it. So you're just going to say, all right, God, I'll just get up. Stand up. Some of you need to rededicate your life and your service to Christ. Woo! I can't believe the preacher said it. Is there some magical thing you do? No, every once in a while, I just go to my wife and I tell her, you know what? I still love you. No, never mind. I'm going to do better. I want to rededicate my service, my heart, my life to you. I can't get resaved. I can't get this, but I can say, hey, you know what? I ain't been doing the way I want to be doing for you, God. I ain't serving you the way I want to, God. I'm not praying like I want to, God. I'm not singing like I want to, God. I'm not on fire like I need to be, God. I think I'll just rededicate. I think I'll just arise up and follow you again. So, praise God, for, you know, it's been a while since you talked to God like that. I remember one Sunday morning I was on the radio and I was preaching and all of a sudden out of my mouth come, God, you know what, I rededicate my service to you. You know what, as your pastor right now, you know what I feel like saying? Hey, God, here I am. I'm sorry. I want to be a better pastor. I want to be a better preacher. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better man of God. God, I rededicate my service to you. I rededicate my love to you. It wouldn't hurt some of you every once in a while, even if you ain't going to come up here on this altar, just sneak a prayer in right now. Just say, God, here I sit. I'm going to be better. I'm going to rise up and I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to sit around and pout and cry and whine about what you didn't do. I'm going to follow you. Whew. Arise. Get thee down to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. What a plan. What a plan. God's got a widow woman down there. Somebody who lost something. God told me to really preach this, so if you don't like this, praise God, just put it down to my account. Amen? A widow woman at that time. Matter of fact, can I be honest with you? A widow woman today. They're heartbroken. Maybe you're a widower or a widow. You can't explain it. It's a loss you can't explain. See, marriage is like when you take two things and mold them together. Be it salt, be it cream and coffee. Once you put it together, you can't pull it apart. So when death comes to one, it feels like you lost yourself. You've lost something that you can't describe to somebody else what you lost. Somebody better help me preach. Kids are different. Friends are different. Family's different. When you lose your spouse, you can't explain it. It's like I lost part of me and I can't find it. I don't know where it's at. I don't know where I'm at. Some of you know what I'm talking about. For a period of time, you don't even know who you are anymore. God took a person who didn't even know who they were anymore. They were down there and they were planning and they were thinking, man, God, why did you take part of my life and just throw it away? Is there anybody in here lost yourself? I'm not just talking about widows. I'm talking about, is there anybody, when you look in the mirror, you don't even remember who you are anymore? You forgot about, you've lost some stuff. You've lost some things that you're so hurt about. Right now, you're in a period of life that it seems like, I'm preaching to somebody, it seems like God has turned your whole world upside down and you don't even recognize the world anymore. And you're hurting and you're broken and people are wanting you to be you, but you can't even hardly be you because you don't even know who the you are anymore. I don't have a definition of who I am. Yesterday, I had an identity. I was so-and-so, and I did this, and I did that, and I made sandwiches, and I cleaned house, and I was who I was. But today, I can't tell you who I am. Have you ever lost your way and lost who you were? I'm here to tell you that God didn't lose you. God didn't lose you. You might have lost yourself. You might have lost your identity for a while. You might have lost your compass, your direction. Man, I'm preaching to somebody in here. You're hurting so bad that you've got crazy plans. You're making crazy plans. You thought about, man, it'd be better for me not to be here. And when I mean here, I mean the life. I'm talking about, man, it'd be better for me if I was just gone. God said, hold up. Wait a minute. I want to say, put a little Jesus in it. For some of you older crowd, just bear with me when I said that. It'll be all right. So he arose and he went down to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Have you ever had God send you somewhere or do something and you thought it was going to be awesome, but when you got down there, it was more work than it was awesome? Oh, come on. God sends you on a mission, you think, man, I'm going to be the Lone Ranger. I'm going to ride into something super spiritual. I'm going to run down there, and it's going to be amazing. But you ride down there, and it's worse of a mess than you're in. Golly. Elijah thought he was going to go down there, and that widow woman was going to be down there making cake, and there's going to be a little old fountain rolled up. There's going to be an underground well sprinkling with water, and I hear that she was going to be over there making hot cakes and just flipping them out one after another. Oh, when I get down there, man, they got it. God has got a plan. Man, God's got it figured out. Man, God's called me to preach. God's called me to sing. God's called me to teach. Man, it's going to be great. He got down there. This is it. Here it is, God. God's got the big hand, the big finger. This is for you. Here's your ministry. Lord, look, I see a woman. She's not making cake. And I don't see that underground well. I don't see that well. Man, hey, can you hear me, Ed? Have you ever thought you was going somewhere and you thought it was just going to be, oh, man, when I get down there, it's going to be so much better where I left. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, right over the horizon, man, God's got a place for me that's going to be, woo, way better than where I left. God, I wish I had some people in here to help me every once in a while. Man, I've left some place, and I thought, man, thank God I'm out of there. I'm going to the great place. I'm going to Beulah Land. It's right over the hill. Praise God. Listen, Elijah was up there, and the crows were feeding him, and he was drinking out of that brook, and he's like, man, this has got to be better. And he rolls over the hill, and there's a widow woman picking up sticks. No big welcome. Now, hey, ministry man. Hey, spiritual one. Hey, anointed one. Hey, man of God. Hey, woman of God. Hey, how are you? Glad to have you. More of the attitude. Joy, can you help me right here? More of this attitude. Oh, gosh, what are you here for? Huh? Amen? Be honest. Sometimes when a man of God shows up, woman of God shows up, somebody that God sends in your path, you don't say, oh, great, they're here. You say, oh, God, why are they here? Amen. It's all right. You can amen there. I won't take an account. Some people want the preacher to show up any time, but there are certain times they don't. Amen? Oh, God. That's all right. I don't want to be there either. Get it? Man of God showed up, man, it's going to be awesome down there. But this woman's lost something, lost her way. And God said, go down there. Ain't it amazing how your plans and God's plans, God sees your life different than you see it? Sometimes you look like you think, I'm a failure. I ain't got nothing to give no more. I've lost a good thing. Hey, Joy, ain't nobody else going to listen to me this morning. Ain't nobody even listening to the word I'm saying. You know what? Here it is. What it was is I lost my husband. See, she was always Mrs. So-and-so. And that's who she identified as. Well, now she don't even have that identity anymore because he's done gone. So guess what? I'm not anybody. I don't have nothing to give. I'm too old. My years are past. What was good? I had a son. You know what? God, he didn't even say go down there. There's a boy. He didn't say go down there. There's a son to the man. He said go down there. There's a widow woman. Hey, it's a woman with nothing that's going to give you everything you need. Some of you sitting here think, well, I can't do nothing for God. God's got an arrow on you saying, you're the one I want to use. Stop giving me excuses. Start giving me your heart. I'm too old. I'm not smart enough. I'm too young. I don't know this and I don't know that. I don't know the Bible as well as some. God don't need your qualifications. He needs your availability. He's always wanted your availability. If he needed your credentials, he would have saved somebody else. God finds his trophies of grace in the heaps and the piles that nobody else wanted. He ain't looking for perfect people. He looks for the people that nobody else wanted. He cleans them off, stands them up, puts them on solid ground, and that way when somebody says, man, you're awesome, you're a great this or you're a great that, they always say, no, I'm not great. God found me in a bad place, and he's doing great things through somebody that he should have never saved, ever. He should have never touched me. He should have never came after me. He should have never loved me. And he should have never, my God, he should have never came to the place where he found me and got me out. Some of y'all got saved in the church. Listen, I got saved out of a mess. This widow woman's a Gentile. She's not even a Jew. She's not even the right people. Have you ever felt like you're not even the right people? But God made a mistake and drove by your house. God made a mistake and brought you in. Let me tell you something. God don't make mistakes. You're not here by mistake. If you're still breathing, he's not done with you yet. Well, I'm not as sharp as I once was. God don't need you to be as sharp as you once was. Well, I'm not as beautiful as I once. Well, you don't have to be. Well, I'm not the best as I was. Guess what? God loves it when you run out of you. Oh, never mind. She arose and went to Zarephath and fetched. I love this part. He says, and he called her. Let me go back and read the whole verse 10. She arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Man, I can see her attitude right now. Can y'all see it? Get your own water. Get your own water. I'm about run out of water. What are you talking about? Get you some water. Who do you think you are? Overprivileged preacher? Golly bum. I mean, you don't even know what it is to be without anything. I mean, you ride around on God's stuff all the time. No, you know, working folks out here. I've been getting these sticks. And you don't even know me. Hey, I'm preaching. You don't even know me. Come up here and tell me what, I ain't been to church in years. Talking about, fetch me some water. Get your own stinking water. As you're going to get the water. Because, you know, sometimes we talk tough inside on the inside, and we want to talk tough on the outside. Huh? I'm going to tell them peace of my mind. Going to get that water, though. Huh? Going to get that water. I love what he does right here. Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water. Verse 11, and she was going to fetch it. And he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, 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 sis. Stop. Oh, God, maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he's leaving. Huh? Maybe he's going to get out of here. That's all we need is a preacher around here. You know, messing my plan. Y'all need to write that. He's messing up my plan. God's messing up my plan. Hey, while you're at it, will you get me some bread? Hey, can I ask you a question? Can I preach a little bit contrary to this right quick? Well, will you be obedient to God when you got nothing left? When you don't feel like it? When you're up against the wall, when you're up against everything, will you still be obedient to God? Because one part of this, I can see she can have a little attitude. But you know what? You can have a little attitude. But if you're still obedient, God's all right with that. Huh? Hey, well, go get me a drink of water. All right, okay. Still obedient, hurting, bitter, broken, no identity, lost her husband. And you'll find out in a minute, she's got a plan. Amen? God's got a plan, but she got, you know what? God's plan will meet your faith and meet you, hey, in your obedience. Some of y'all need to write that down, in your obedience. Golly, I wish I could be real with you, because there's times when I don't want to be obedient and I want to unload. I want to say what I want to say, and I want to do what I want to do. I want to, hey, don't you know my situation? Instead, she's going to get the water, and now God's added to it. Because God don't mind. God don't mind to press your buttons. Amen? He don't mind to see where your faith ends. Amen? Can I be real with you? He don't mind to get to the place where you'll be real with him. Some of y'all are real, but you ain't real with God. God's pushing her buttons. He wants to know what she's up to. Matter of fact, God wants to know what you're up to. Can I give you this though? What did God say when he sent a prophet down there? I have a widow woman down there who will what? Who will meet your need, will sustain you. What does that mean? To God, it's already happening. He's not a liar. Amen? God's not a liar. God sees something in you that you don't even see in you. God sees something big in your life and you can't even see it. Matter of fact, you're sitting down there going, man, does God even exist? And God's saying, I got somebody who's going to sustain the prophet despite how they feel. Faith ain't feeling. Some of y'all better hear what I'm saying, because you feel good while you're in this church. The devil's waiting to have his way with you, where when you don't feel like it, you won't come back here. Verse 12, somebody say he got real. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake. She got real, Mike. You want a cake? I ain't got a cake. I don't got nothing. I don't got a husband. I got a son. We're starving to death. You want something from me that I can't even provide for myself. You mess around with God too much, he'll ask some stuff of you that you don't even think you have. God, what are you wanting from me? I ain't got that. God said he did. God said you did. I have not but a cake, but I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it. And some of y'all have got that plan this morning. When I get done with what I have left, I'm ready to die. God said, no, you're just now ready to live. Your plan is to die. God's plan is for you to live in his grace, in his mercy, in his abundance, in his stuff. He wants you to run out of you. He's on purpose. He sent somebody on purpose this morning to tell you to get rid of you. Let go of you. Empty you. Don't be afraid to say, this is all I got left. Here, God. What can you do with that? This is less than a meal. I love this. Elijah said unto her, fear not. What? What? Her whole life up to this point ain't nothing but fear. Some of y'all got some fear plans. Some of y'all got more fear plans than you got spiritual plans. Some of y'all are planning out how bad it's going to turn out. This is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. I've had the devil crawl up. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose that. You're going to lose this. You ain't going to have this. You're going to have that. And then, man, I've already planned out funerals. I'm already, man, I better get my job. I better get a resume together. Oh, man, it's going to be over. Golly, I wish. Y'all awful quiet. I'm either preaching good or y'all ain't heard a word I'm saying. He gets on her and he tells you all kinds. Well, they're going to die and they're not going to make it home and she ain't going to do this. And God sitting over here going, why are you listening to him? He's a liar. He's been a liar since the day we met him. Amen? The truth is, amen, you have eternal life through me. all things. All things work to the good. All things. Everything works to the good to those that are called according to His purpose. Nothing's going to happen that ain't going to make you better in Christ Jesus. If you're a Christian, God says, everything I'm doing is going to work out to your good. Even taking things that you love more than you love yourself. Sometimes He does that just where you can wrap your arm around somebody else and say, I know you're hurting. I know you're broken. I've been there. I'm not going to give you any words that are going to help you right now because you're so numb, words wouldn't help, but I will be here. I'll sit right here, and I'll weep with you, and I'll laugh with you, and I'll cry with you. I ain't going nowhere because I needed somebody to be with me on my worst day. Fear not. That's God. God on your worst day rolls in with fear not. Fear not. Don't worry about it. Wait a minute. That's all I've done is worried about it. That's all I've done is schemed it out how it ain't going to work. Some of you men in here, y'all are cool. You're real cool. Yeah, you play it cool. You don't say nothing. You don't add to the conversation. You sit in the chair in your home and you're quiet and you're watching the news channel or reading your book. Your wife asks you every once in a while, well, what do you think about it, honey? What do you think about this? And you go, not much. Not a whole lot. You know. But in your mind, you're rolling around as much as she is, if not more. And the problem is, you're a man. You don't have no outlet because men don't. We just don't say. We just think it out. Amen. We just roll around our head, and we just press it down. Well, maybe this will work out. Maybe that will work out. Huh? Oh, you liked it when I was preaching to the widow woman, huh? You don't like it when it's us, and we're all stressed out and mad and hurt and aggravated, and we ain't told nobody. And every time your wife does something for you and talks to you, you just say, shut up, leave me alone. My own business, I ain't worried about it. Because you ain't told nobody what's really going on. I'm mad right now. I'm mad because God didn't do it the way I wanted Him to do it. I'm hurt. My pride's hurt. I'm hurt right now, and I don't deal with hurt. Men don't deal with hurt too well. We don't. You, a lot of times you hurt me, I want to hurt you. Worse than you hurt me. I'm preaching to somebody. Here's the one that gets everybody, every man in here. I'm scared. Oh, I ain't scared of nothing. Yeah, you are. When you don't know the answer, when you don't know how to fix the problem. See, men, we won't fix it. You ever talk to your wife and say, tell me what's wrong where I can? When you don't know the way to fix it, and you don't know how to fix the problem, you get scared. And what do you do with scared when you're a man? You know what you should do? Take it to God. I'm scared, God. I can't tell everybody else I'm scared. I'm trying to put on a front that I'm not scared. God, I need you to come on strong right here because I ain't got nothing left. I ain't got no answers. So, man, you don't know what you're talking about. I am a man. I know exactly what I do. I don't tell nobody when I'm hurting. I don't tell nobody when I'm upset. I just crush it down. I just hold it in. And you know what? That'll kill you. Your wife will be a widow because guess what? You ain't dealing with your issues. I ain't talking to go to this and go to that. I'm talking about going to God. We need a revolution of men that'll go to God and say, God, I need you. I want you in my life. I don't want to be a man who's just going through the motions of God. I don't want to just go to church. I want to be an anointed man of God for my family. Because some of the issues and problems you have is because you won't surrender your whole life to God. You just want to give Him Sunday morning. And God wants it all. He wants it all. He wants your whole heart. If you give him your whole heart, he'll give you something you'd be amazed at what he'll do. I'll tell you exactly what he'll do. Make me, therefore, a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went in and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she said, and he and her house arose, and they did eat many days. Verse 16, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Guess what? Every time she went in there, it didn't run over. It just never ran out. Every time she went in and scooped a little handful out, there was another handful in there. Jesus might not let it run over, but he ain't never going to let it run out. You ain't never going to be, oh God, where are you? He said, I'm right here. I don't have to have him run out all the time. I just need him never to run out on me, amen? And he never has. I've never begged bread since I've had Jesus. I've never said, oh God, where are you at? He's always there. Let me tell you something, friend. If you're in a dry place, in a hurting place, in a place where you don't even recognize yourself anymore, it's time to come to the altar and talk to God again. It's time to say, God, I need you to work on my life. I've got places where I'm dried up. There's some of you in here, you've got a plan. Right now, your plan, I'm telling you. More than one time in the last few months, you said, God, I'm about ready to give up and give in. I'm about ready to check out. Today, you need to come up here and say, God, change my plan. I give you my whole life. As they stand, Scott, come get us on.